The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Got a scheduling change to let you know about. Brian Baldinger will join us coming up at 8:40. So that's coming up in just about 40 minutes. You want to keep listening for that. Right now, we're joined by our pal Dave Richard on the BetQL guest hotline. He's delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
Just saw my guy Justin from Metropolitan Moving and Storage on Saturday during a soccer game.
Very good. They will take care
of you. Good dudes. They're local guys.
Dave Richard will take care of you with all of your fantasy week five questions. What's up, Dave? Good morning.
Ask me for miracles like Mark Andrews catching a pass.
He wasn't ready for that one. He was so surprised that the ball was thrown his way, huh?
You mean you don't want me to block? Oh, my gosh, you're throwing a pass my way? No, I mean, you know what's going on in Baltimore is that Derrick Henry is just becoming a funnel for the offense because defenses can't stop him. And it's taking away pass attempts for Lamar. Plus, Lamar's going to run. And it's crushing Mark Andrews. It's crushing Isaiah Likely. It's been hurting Zay Flowers, too. Go look at his last two games. You think those are numbers that you feel good about for fantasy? And the Ravens don't care. You know why? Because they're winning. And so I can't help but think that it's going to be tough sledding for however long Derrick Henry is running over people, which might be until the end of time.
Hey, Dave, I'm just on your boy Jamie Eisenberg's wide receivers to sit or start list. Yeah. Start him or sit him. And I know we've talked about him in the last couple of weeks, but his bust alert, Tyreek Hill. So my question is, are you still advising people to play him unless they obviously have a much better plan at receiver, or are you looking to bench him? And I don't know. I'm just trying to think. I've got like Keenan Allen I can play over him, but would you advise Keenan Allen over Tyreek?
No. Let me tell you what I saw when I watched the Dolphins play last week. Besides crap, I saw Tyler Huntley not have timing with his receivers, and it makes sense, right? Tyler Huntley has only been with the team at that point for like 6 days. Probably got in only three practices with the receivers. So the timing was off. He wasn't in sync. There was a throw. If you watch the game, Tyreek was open on what would have been a 77-yard touchdown, and Huntley actually overthrew him on the play. I was surprised that the arm strength was that good. I'm thinking, and I kind of saw this in the second half against Tennessee, he started to make connections a little bit better. It wasn't for 77 yards or anything like that, but he started to make some better throws. I'm thinking with another week of practice, Tyler Huntley will be closer to being on the same page with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. I'm not saying he's got a great arm and great accuracy and all that stuff, but I think he'll be better than he was last week. It's a game the Dolphins can actually win because the Patriots' offense is so brutally bad. Mm-hmm. I'm going to roll with Tyreek another week. I've lowered expectations. I think of him as a number two wide receiver. And, yeah, if you've got guys, let me look at my rankings real quick. If you've got Stephon Diggs, you have to start him over Tyreek Hill. If you've got Marvin Harrison, you've got to start him over Tyreek Hill. Jaden Reed, Terry McLaurin, even Brian Thomas. I really like Brian Thomas this week. But you're talking about Keenan Allen, who might be good for – yeah, what's his ceiling now, Bish? It's like 12
13 points. Yeah.
Yeah, like I might as well take my chances with Tyreek, who can get that in one play.
Yeah.
So Tyreek Hill's still a top 24 receiver.
All right, so that's a good segue into my next question. Different league. I need two. Jackson Smith, Jawan Jennings, and Jaylen Waddle.
And that's an even grosser question. But to me, with Jennings, I can't anymore. We know that Debo's back, and Debo probably needed to kick some rust off last week. Kittle's there. Ayuk is due. He's overdue for a big game. Jawan Jennings' ceiling is even lower than what we were talking about for Keenan Allen. I would sit him.
So you got so you want Waddle and Jackson Smith. All right.
Dave, this is from a Junks listener at OJ Graham. Mahomes or Geno? It's come to this.
It has come to this, and I'll tell you what. I think Geno's the answer. Geno's got the easier matchup against the Giants. He's back at home. Great receivers. His receivers can make plays after the catch, most notably DK Metcalf. I think it's a good matchup for Geno compared to Mahomes. And the thing with Mahomes, I tweeted about this yesterday, something like his last 20 games, he's had a ton of pass attempts. He's had the opportunities to put up huge numbers. he just hasn't gotten it done. In the playoffs, a little bit of a different story, but in the regular season, he just hasn't needed to do it. And I'm not sure if he's going to have the chance to do it against New Orleans. I've got Mahomes 14th. It's weird seeing him. It's weird as hell that seeing him behind Sam Darnold in my rankings. If you had told me before the season that Sam Darnold would be ranked ahead of Patrick Mahomes in anything, I would have expected you to slap me across the face twice. But now we're seeing it. Darnold's been playing better. This is a game of stats, not who's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. Darnold over Mahomes this week.
DeAndre Swift, Zach Moss.
I'm running right back to DeAndre Swift. And I know
you're going
that,
back. That's what Cakes told me to do, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Cakes on this one. Listen, the thing that I saw from Swift that I really liked last week was 7 targets and 7 catches. That was a change in his role from the first 3 weeks of the season. And only 3 of the catches were on design plays, but 3 of the catches were on design plays, and then another 4 were on dump-off passes, and that's a difference in Caleb Williams and how he's been playing. When Caleb has played before, he holds the ball too long, he's looking further downfield, he's trying to make a Superman play. We've seen it from him since his days at high school in your neck of the woods. Now he's learned from the coaching staff, okay, it's cool to check it down. Live to see another play. Don't take another hit on your body. And that's what he did. And it benefited the Bears. It benefited Swift. And the Bears went from using 3 running backs to 2. And Swift was one of the 2, and he still played 2/3 of the snaps. So I think DeAndre Swift is good to go.
Real quick, before we get to the calls, do you think Malik Nabers plays?
Oh, if he doesn't practice today, I would lean toward out. The fact that he had the concussion a week ago, and he's still in the early stages of the protocol, and the Giants are definitely going to take their time with him, man. He's so important to their offense, to their future. There's no way they need to rush him back, and they can't rush him back. It's the concussion protocol. The league won't let them. So if he's sitting out today again, I would expect to not have Malik Nabers. And so if you're debating between, oh, man, this sounds terrible, but Malik Nabers versus Darnell Mooney, and those are your only 2 choices, Mooney plays tonight. You're probably going to start Mooney.
All right, let's head to the MGM National Harbor listener lines. People are lined up waiting to ask Dave a bunch of questions.
All right, let's go to Frank in Richmond. Frank, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
What's up?
Hey, I'm in a standard league. I've got both Rashad White and Bucky Irving. What do I do about that this week?
I would start Bucky Irving if the catches don't count. And the reason why is because I think he's made inroads on being the Buccaneers' lead running back. He's faster than Rashad White. His efficiency is through the roof. You can look at the box score and see that they both got the exact same amount of yards on the exact same amount of carries last week. But Irving is the one who's been more consistent from play to play. That's what the coaching staff is going to look for. They're not going to look for fluke runs from Rashad White. And on top of that, the coaching staff gave they gave Bucky Irving a couple of chances to score from inside of 3 yards, and he did. So I think that there's going to be a real split moving forward between these two running backs. I would not expect to see Bucky Irving on the field if the Bucs are trailing in the second half. That's going to be more of a Rashad White gig. But to me, Bucky Irving is the one you'd want to start tonight.
Good luck, Frank.
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy. Let's go to Pastor Jacques. Hey, Jacques. What's up, bud? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, fellas. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, got a quarterback question for you, Dave. Am I crazy to start Justin Fields over Kyler Murray this week? Fields has got, I think, a friendlier matchup, and they seem to be trusting him a little bit more with the offense the last couple weeks. It's a weird, you think just you fall in love with the name Kyler Murray, but is that a legit swap out?
Yeah, I would do it. Fields has been playing better. He's still making some mistakes from game to game for whatever reason. Like, I would love to see one full game where he doesn't fumble a snap. I don't know what the hell I'm trying to say there, but you get my point.
We know what you mean.
He's still making some mistakes, but look at the upside of what he can do as a runner, and he's been throwing the ball pretty well. And think about the matchup against the Cowboys this week. This is not going to be your typical Cowboys defense. No Micah Parsons. No DeMarcus Lawrence. You're taking away their 2 best pass rushers. So there's not going to be as much pressure, theoretically, on Justin Fields this week. So I like him with the upside versus Kyler Murray, who not only has a terrible track record against the 49ers, he's had a terrible track record this year. Under 17 fantasy points, 3 of his 4 games. There's something off with how he's performing right now for the Arizona Cardinals.
Would you play him or Darnold? Murray or Darnold this week?
I've got Murray one spot ahead of Darnold, but I am open to changing that opinion. I just don't love the matchup for Darnold against the Jets in London. There's a lot of factors. And Darnold kind of feels like he's due for a bad game. But Kyler Murray's been giving us bad games, too. For now, they're back-to-back, right on the border of my top 12.
And, Dave, the weird thing about Murray, you look at his splits, like his first drives have been really good, including the one against Washington.
Then he just dies.
He just falls apart. It's crazy.
Yeah, I've noticed that in the second half, he really hasn't looked very good particularly. Yeah. And that's just as much on the play caller as it is on Kyler Murray.
Dave, Chase Brown or Braylon Allen?
Chase Brown.
Okay.
Boy, did I love watching him play last week. Not only do I like him, it's close this week. I'm going to make an adjustment in my rankings, but I think that Chase Brown is going to be the lead back in Cincinnati eventually, too. He just looks better than Zach Moss. Could be a similar situation to what we'll see in Tampa, where Chase Brown works running downs, Zach Moss works passing downs. As it stands, last week they were rotating drives. And the only time that we really saw Zach Moss in a locked-in role was the two-minute offense and most of the third downs. But otherwise, they were mixing and matching both backs. And I don't love the matchup for either one this week, but if you have to make a call, Chase Brown is the one.
All right, let's go to Kyle in Edgewater. Kyle, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave, what's going on? I'm in a half-point PPR. I need three of these players, Pittman, Pickens, Shahid, and Higgins.
I'm going to sit Pittman if Anthony Richardson plays. If it's Joe Flacco, then I think I'm going to end up sitting Higgins, I think is the other guy that I would advise. But we won't know about that until Friday.
All right, let's go to Donnie in Mitchellville. Trade offer. Go ahead for Dave.
Dave, man, am I dumb? I picked up Justin Fields. I got Darnold, and I've been starting Josh Allen, man. But I feel like he's slipping. Is it dumb to trade Josh Allen and Jamar Chase for Saquon?
No, that's a lot to pay for Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, you're giving up a lot there.
You're doing somebody a favor. They should at least take you out to dinner first.
Yeah. I see what you're getting at.
I tried to give him A-chain. He wouldn't take A-chain, so he came back with Chase. But all right.
Don't do it. You're going to get ripped off.
That's too much, yeah.
Thank you. And I play him this week, so yeah. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, speed round time. We're up against it. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice allowed. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones allowed. And don't disrespect Dave's advice.
All right, let's go to Zach. Speed round, go.
Full point, PPR, flex, Jalen Waddle, Wandale Robinson, Jerome Ford, start one.
Robinson.
Let's go to Scott. Speed round, go.
Geno or Kirk Cousins? I'm going to get the papers.
Geno.
That made me laugh. This is a random Goodfellas reference thrown in. I laughed. Oh. I'm stupid.
We got another Scott. Baltimore, speed round, go.
Half point PPR flex, Roma Dunze or Yoshi Voss?
Odunze over Yoshi Voss.
Jack, Annapolis, speed round, go.
Half point PPR, sit one. Hunt, Harris, Ford, Rashad White.
I'm sitting Kareem Hunt, but it's a close call between him and Rashad White in half PPR.
Let's go to Carlos, Ashburn, speed round, go.
Burrow or Darnold, and Purdy or Baker?
Purdy over Baker, Burrow over Darnold.
Andre, speed round, go.
In the lead, I need one. Diggs, Kirk, Adams.
I don't think Adams is going to play.
I don't think Adams is going to play.
Diggs, baby.
Yeah, I don't think he's wearing silver and black ever again.
Yeah, you gotta go not. Diggs.
Let's go to Matt. Stafford, speed round, go.
Tutu Atwell or Zay Flowers?
And it's come to this for Zay Flowers. I'll still take my chances with Flowers over Atwell.
Joseph, speed round, go.
Alec Pierce, Braylon Allen, flex standard.
That one I'll go with Braylon Allen over Pierce.
Carlos, speed round, go.
CJ Stroud or Geno Smith?
Stroud.
Chris, speed round, go.
Slow on the trigger. Out in West
Hank,
Virginia.
Speed round, go.
Gene Willis or Judy? PPR.
I missed the first name.
Who was the first one?
G. Wilson. Wilson or Judy.
Garrett Wilson.
G. Wilson.
You know, hang on for a minute, Dawn.
You know the player's name.
Garrett Wilson.
You're confusing everybody.
Yeah.
And Wilson over Judy.
Yeah.
Let's go to Charles. Speed round, go.
C.J. Stroud, Jason Daniels, PPR.
Jason Daniels?
You dump him.
Okay, that's it.
I'll go with Jerome Danielson over K.J. Stroud.
Are names that hard for people? I guess they are. Dave, thank you as always. May all of your... Oh, I think John DePompa is making a late bid.
Is he trying to sneak in?
He snuck it in.
I don't know. John, what's up, bud?
Sounds so enthused,
hey,
DB.
Dave, at the buzzer. Sorry. PPF League, Dave, points per flop. What's a bigger flop, Megalopolis or JP's feet on the treadmill?
Ooh. JP does make big sounds on the treadmill. He's a stomper.
He is a stomper.
Retired now. Yeah. My ortho told me to alter my life activities.
Ah, very good.
I could have told you that about 15 years ago.
Dave, thanks as always, man. We'll talk to you again next week,
I'm an uphill walker now.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
go
you,
get
Dave.
That 5-0 win, everybody. Good luck.
We're trying.
Right. Go get it. All right, don't forget, Brian Baldinger will join us coming up at 8:40, but I believe we're getting into EB's entertainment page. Do that next here on The Fan.